News Talk 1620 WTAW, Tuesday update with Officer Kelly McKeith from the Bryan Police Department. We'll repeat today what we did last week, because this is a new thing tomorrow morning, to have coffee with a cop.
Yes, it's the first time that we will be hosting Coffee with a Cop. It's tomorrow morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. at the African American Museum, which we would like to thank them for allowing us to be there and have this at their location, which is going to be 500 East Pruitt Street in Bryan. And it's just a chance for people to get to know their local, you know, the Bryan Police Department and the officers that work here in a more relaxed setting. You know, when we respond to places, people are on emotions and they don't, you know, always think to just stop and have a conversation with the officer. So this is a way to break away from all of that and build relationships with your law enforcement officers. Ask questions if you have any, but feel free to come out and visit us and get a free cup of coffee.
Something else that is taking place is Chili Fest this weekend, and I know local law enforcement wants to remind motorists in particular about that event.
Yes, you know, Chili Fest always brings the concern of alcohol-related offenses, and, you know, we do talk about it yearly, and we want everyone to have a plan before they go out on having a sober ride home. We want you to have a great time, but be responsible about it. And I think this year we're more focusing on also the Good Samaritan law. If you have a friend that drinks too much, is showing signs of alcohol poisoning, we want you to call 911 immediately or get them to a hospital. And the Good Samaritan law protects that person who calls in to assist their friend in need from being charged with anything like underage drinking or, you know, being intoxicated in public or any of those types of offenses will help them as well. But they're protected by, because they're trying to help a friend. The dangers of alcohol poisoning are so severe, you know, it can cause lasting effects, and it can even cause death. So some of those signs of alcohol poisoning that, you know, they need to be aware of is the person gets confused, they may vomit, have seizures, their breathing, it gets really, really slow or irregular. They may get blue-tinged skin or around their lips, and the low body temperature, so that they start getting hypothermia. And if they pass out and go unconscious, you need to call immediately.
Good tips there. We'll post those along with the interview online at WTAW.com. And let's wrap up with our locations of increased traffic enforcement.
Yes, slow down all over town, but especially in the 1900 block of Barrick, which is 30 miles per hour or 20 miles per hour during the school zone hours near Bryan High, and the 4100 block of South Texas Avenue, which is 40 miles per hour near Rosemary.
And that's our update this week with Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen on News Talk 1620 WTAW.